This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing wrong are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Do you have a lot of pain? Don't really know where it's coming from. Has your doctor told you that it's arthritis pain, or did they diagnose it as fibromyalgia? Well, if you have a lot of aches and pains, let me tell you something. There is an incredible natural pain reliever that is non-narcotic. It's completely natural, and it's from a protein derivative called AminoActive. And you can check it out online, AminoActive, that's A-C-T-I-V, no E on the end, .com. Incredible. I know the owner, and I'm telling you, this product is groundbreaking, the research they've done on it, enough that I'm sitting here talking about it. And really, the people are getting results in a great way. So if you're dealing with a chronic pain-related issue, check out AminoActive. Now, seven conditions are linked to fibromyalgia that I want to talk about. And in the fibromyalgia, here's the deal. This is the challenge, okay? Now, it's a formal diagnosis in medicine. It is. However, the Americans right now, there's about 10 million that's been diagnosed. Some doctors are in the camp of it's not really a diagnosis, meaning it's not really a condition. There's a big mental component to fibromyalgia. And then other doctors say, no, it's an official diagnosis. It's the real deal. So at the end of the day, there's kind of two camps. So I'm kind of in the camp of it's got a lot of mental kind of a strand to it or a link to it. And I believe it has to do with low serotonin levels more than anything, which causes a lot of a pain response. So they're saying, though, but 10 million Americans have this. And what it is, it's a painful tender point of points around the body, kind of like acupuncture, acupressure points. There's a lot of fatigue, sleeplessness, and cognitive issues called fibro fog, as they call it. But unfortunately, people with fibromyalgia are less likely than people in the general population to have certain other conditions, such as migraines, which plenty of people have migraines and have fibro. And also autoimmune diseases. About a quarter of people with inflammatory autoimmune diseases like RA or lupus or Sjogren's, even ankylosing spondylitis, also have fibromyalgia type symptoms. Restless leg syndrome is a big one. So sleeplessness and other sleep problems are common for fibromyalgia patients, says Leslie Arnold, who's a physician and psychiatrist at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine. Restless legs are the overwhelming urge to move your legs when resting, maybe up to 11 times more common in people with fibro than those without it. Exactly how the two are linked is not fully understood. She says, irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, is marked as abdominal cramps and bouts of constipation and or diarrhea, between about 30 and 70% of people with fibro, and that is a big key. So it's a pain syndrome, again, when you're dealing with IBS. Pelvic pains, generalized pelvic pain. People with fibro are much more likely to report pelvic pain, bladder irritability, and menstrual cramps. Those are all really big when you're dealing with fibromyalgia, and you'll see that often. So there's a real strong link. Depression's a big one, too, which is the next one. Anxiety. People with, I said, more than half. See, this is the key. More than half of people with fibromyalgia also experience mental or emotional problems, such as depression or anxiety. And serotonin and norepinephrine are involved as low or high mood enhancers if they get elevated, or low if they're low. And certain medications that treat the depression get rid of the symptoms of the fibromyalgia. And see, that's the thing I've got going on. So if somebody has low serotonin and they deal with depression and they have fibromyalgia and you fix the serotonin, because see, I believe firmly that you fix the brain, you fix the body. Many times. And that's just no different than the way you think, what you control, or your subconscious mind, or even chemically, the different aspects of brain chemistry. So, but you fix the brain, you fix the body. And that's why many times if you increase serotonin with people, you're gonna correct the body all the way around. Obesity is a big one too. The more obese someone is, the more it can lead to the fibromyalgia type symptoms. And of course, that can be just a big challenge within itself. Drop the weight and change your life. I mean, that is the bottom line. Alan, you're next with us. We're going to go to the lines. How can I help, Alan?
How you doing, sir?
I'm living well. What's up?
That's great. Well, I went to the doctor and I had, my blood work done, and I have a triglycerides about 350.
Okay.
I've been taking the cod liver oil, and I think they're coming down, and I really don't want him to put me on any kind of medicine for him. How long does that really take to make, become effective?
Well, cod liver oil will help a little bit, but nothing's going to help as much as changing your diet. So what kind of foods do you eat? Why don't you give me a quick rundown, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? To have high triglycerides, you have to be eating not that great.
Well, I tell you what, I'm in law enforcement, and I ride around in a patrol car all day, so I drink about 5 of those big gulps a day. But I quit those because somebody told me that all that corn fructose sugar, it was probably the cause of them. So
yeah.
Since I've stopped those, it's come down from about 1,700 to 300.
My goodness, man.
Yeah, but now once they've come down and they've been able to read my cholesterol, my cholesterol's good. My good cholesterol, he said, was a little low.
Yeah.
But the cod liver oil. I've been taking vitamin E now for about 2 weeks. 2,000 units a day.
But here's the thing: you're taking supplements, which is fine. I understand your thought process, but we've got to change your eating habits. Forget the supplements. I'm being real with you. That's not going to impact your body more than what you eat. Triglycerides are not a deficiency. Triglycerides are poor eating habits. Period. So why don't we back up and talk about what you eat? So you've gotten rid of the big gulps. Are you not doing any soda at all?
No, no sugar at all.
No sugar at all.
No, all sweets and this, that, and other. I've started in the mornings.
Breakfast. Give me breakfast. What do you eat?
A cup of walnuts and a piece of fruit, or a cup of almonds and a piece of fruit.
Okay, and add in some eggs with that.
Well, I eat 2 hard-boiled eggs about 3 hours later. My day starts at 3 a.m.
Okay, so you're moving early. Your shift starts early, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So when I get out of the office at 6, I eat my almonds and my fruit. 9, I eat 2 hard-boiled eggs.
Okay. Increase your fish intake, however you can make that happen. More fish in the diet, that's a big one. And your healthy fats are going to be important. Cod liver oil, your walnuts, just like you're doing. And here's the little key. I didn't want to say this unless I knew you were eating well. But vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, okay, just remember B5, that is the little silver bullet when it comes to triglycerides, and it will make a huge difference. Keep me posted. By the way, thanks for serving the communities. We'll be right back.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at mchasenetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Food for the day are prunes. Now, you know, when I was a kid, My mother made me eat prunes. I just did not like that. My grandmother did it too. And I'm talking about when I was like a little kid. And I just had this thing with prunes. But anyway, let me tell you about the health benefits of them because they are very, very good for you. They contain a lot of fiber and sorbitol, which is a stool-loosening sugar. If you've never experienced that, most pediatricians will have you eat prunes. And your family doctors will if you got the constipation thing going on. It helps slows the aging process of the brain and the body. That's a good thing. It's also very good for anemia. So if you're dealing with lack of oxygen into the blood cells, it can be beneficial for that. It's excellent for increasing one's vitality. And it also helps in normal blood circulation. It's a good remedy also for sore throats and building the immune system. It can help prevent cancer because of its high beta carotene content. Interesting. So prunes are good not only to get you moving, but to keep everything protected as well. Got some great info on that. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Our wellness provider network, healthcare providers in your area. Go to getwellproviders.com. You can check them out there. Find someone in your area that does all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care like we talk about right here on the show. Let's go to, is it Lieben? Did I say that correctly?
Yes. I had it for many years, arthritis. So now I start taking probiotics, which I've seen a tremendous improvement. So I'm moving toward the gut area and so forth, so on. So I wanted to get your advice on that, what I can do in terms of digestive enzymes, increase my, I do exercise. And, you know, I'm seeing the benefit of these, but not the whole thing. So I want you to guide me along that line.
Okay, so you're wanting to kind of go natural. You're dealing with psoriasis, is that right?
Yes. The other stuff is really, you put on top of it, and after a while it comes back. So when I took probiotics, I've seen a tremendous improvement, and then it came back a little bit, but it's not the way it used to be since I've taken the probiotics, and you know I keep taking that. It's been almost a year now since I've been keep taking it. But I wanted to set an appointment for the gastrointestinal doctor, see what he can, you know, suggest. But I want to know what your point of view would be, like what would be your suggestions in terms of dealing with inflammation, gut health, and all that stuff.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, remember, skin conditions, they all come from the gut, right? So even though you got dermatitis, psoriasis, whatever, eczema, it's coming from the inside. And, of course, dermatologists were trained, for the most part, I mean, outside of antibiotics and whatnot, typically to treat things from the outside. And, you know, and there is a way to get rid of the symptomatic relief that way, that's for sure. But you clear the gut up a couple of ways. All your fermented foods from, you know, goat's milk, dairy, which I'm a big fan of, your fermented vegetables, kimchi, probiotics in a supplement form, all those are great. So using those on a regular basis will help the digestive tract, help gut health, and help your body function obviously better. And even in the skin condition, that's why you started taking the probiotics and you started noticing a difference already. Your omega-3 fats are really important too, so like cod liver oil or some kind of DHA fish oil is also beneficial for your skin. It's going to be great for the gut. It's going to be very healing to the entire process. So that's one thing you definitely want to look at. Zinc is a mineral, too. It's a real key mineral. And guys especially, we burn through zinc like it's nobody's business. So zinc is a big one that you want to watch and be careful with, because you can lose it really easily, and that can be a big challenge. So, I mean, literally 30 to 50 milligrams is what's usually recommended, and you can get that in a supplemental form. Zinc arginase or zinc chelate are both really good and absorb very well within the body. So a couple of things to think about there. But, yeah, your big ones is to get are to get the gut clear, like you're doing, and then get some of the nutrients built back in. I would stay off gluten. That's just my own personal opinion. And gluten is a protein found in grain, so I'll go gluten-free. I go grain-free for 8 weeks. Bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. If it has flour, don't eat it for 8 weeks. And that sounds crazy. But you'll be amazed at what will happen with your skin and what will happen with your brain function. Your brain function will get extremely sharp. And gluten has a huge role in that. So look at some of that. Keep me posted, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Karen in Elizabethtown, Kentucky writes into us by email, "My mom's living with arthritis. She's on a lot of pain medication. What can she start doing to get off the meds?" Several things can be important, Karen. There are, one, she's got to make sure her brain chemistry is stabilized. I would look into a blood test. Make sure that her serotonin levels are where they need to be. It's a simple test and it shows great results. Can be very beneficial. So that's a big one. Now, as far as pain relievers and all that go, there is a product called AminoActive. It's a good product from a natural perspective. And then also, you got to look at an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. I mean, literally, with arthritis and chronic pain, eating foods that reduce inflammation, that is so important, I can't even tell you. Critical. So it's something to definitely think about, Karen, in the middle of this, as she's kind of going through this. She's got to revamp her lifestyle, period. And a lot of people on pain meds don't want to do that. You'll notice in their diet, they like the things they eat. They are some are almost addicted to certain foods, and you got to break that. It's just got to be broken for her to be able to go to the next level. Now, pain management, you can have someone actually wean you down. It's going to be very painful and very hard. You got to have a good natural alternative game plan to go with that. But again, it's going to take some time. It's not overnight. Just let her know that it's a challenge, but she can do it. It's just going to take some time to walk through. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, don't you dare lose that bit of hope. Matter of fact, a big dose of hope so you can go to the next level with your health and your life. The body can change, but you have to be willing to want to change, to dig your heels in the sand and make it happen. We'll be right back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There may be a deal to avoid a shutdown. A senior aide says the president is very likely to sign the bipartisan agreement. Earlier, he told reporters,
"I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick, but I'm adding things to it."
Democrats say the president is getting ready to declare a national emergency to build the wall with unspent funds from across the government. What the president says are far less important areas.
Am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled.
Drug kingpin El Chapo has been found guilty.
This conviction is a victory for every family who has lost a loved one to the black hole of addiction.
Federal prosecutor Richard Donahue says he expects 61-year-old Joaquin Guzman to get a sentence of life in prison without parole. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. To go to the next level, you got to be able to change. Are you willing to change? That's the key. We're going to kick it off and go with Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so happy to get to talk to you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I want to ask you, I am losing weight. I eat a good diet, I believe, and I eat a lot in quantity, but since about 4 years ago, I start losing weight. I used to weigh somewhere between 100 to 110 pounds.
Okay.
Now, I can barely reach up to 90 pounds.
Hmm, okay.
And I don't know why the change, because I had angioplasty in 2004. And after that, the doctor made me go to this diet session for 1 month. And I was told how to eat and what not to eat. Primarily, it's no salt, no fat, except for olive oil. Of course, I can have avocado and nuts and stuff like that. So all the while, I was doing fine. But then I moved location from Connecticut to Colorado four and a half years ago. And somehow I start losing weight. I eat the same way. And I can't understand. As if my body is not absorbing the nutrient from the food.
It's possible. Hey, you haven't changed your diet at all?
No. Always the same.
Hmm.
Like I would have chicken breast with no skin
on
it.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you tell me, just give me a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay, breakfast, I will have gluten-free oatmeal.
Okay.
With one egg white in there, and then some fruits, sometimes blueberry, whatever I have there.
Right. I got you.
Then I will have 1 tablespoon of this fiber thing. You know, that you sprinkle on top to give you fiber.
Mm-hmm.
That's breakfast.
Okay.
Lunch is it's either chicken or fish or minced turkey or grass fed.
So you're eating really well.
Yeah. I can only have beef 3 times a week. But the rest, I would just have the chicken, fish, and minced turkey.
Okay. Have you started eating maybe more? Have you increased your calories to do maybe 5 meals a day instead of 3?
Oh, I try to do that. Sometimes I can.
What does try mean? Try means that you
down,
do it?
Way
or
down
what happens?
Below the 90, then I think I get back to 90, but it stays put right there.
And your doctors don't really know at this point,
no.
Right?
All kinds of tests. I have blood tests every 6 months because of the angioplasty and stuff like that. So everything is fine. In fact, my health is better now.
Mm-hmm.
Before I used to have aches and pains and all that. Now I don't have that anymore.
None of that.
Yeah, and except one thing I notice, maybe it's because of my age, I'm getting tired easily. Soon after breakfast, I would like to lie down a little bit. Soon after every meal, I would like to lie down, but I won't let me. I've set up the clock so that it won't be more than 20 to 30 minutes. And
have
then when I wake up, I'm fine again.
Did they check your thyroid?
They did, yeah.
Everything's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have them go back. This is just my own little note here. There is a little test called TPO antibodies. And it's usually not checked very often. I would have them check your TPO antibodies and see exactly what they find. See if they find anything on that. Because a lot of times the thyroid could be fine, and all your T3 and T4 and TSH numbers could be okay. But then the TPO antibodies are off, and that could be one of your main issues. So that might be something worth looking at and checking into just to see what they come up with. And just see if there's anything there worth looking at. Because, you know, at the end of the day, that might be one of the keys. Also, it could be adrenal gland function. And I would push yourself, even if you're not that hungry, to go ahead and start setting some regular guidelines, eating 5 meals a day. Because getting in that little bit of extra calories can help many times. Sometimes that can help people lose weight. But if you need more calories in the body, then that can be beneficial all the way around. So that would be something definitely to look at and something to look into. I would encourage you to look at that. I know it's frustrating. Sometimes the body, if the thyroid's off, when you lose weight like that, let me just say this. When you drop weight and it goes away and you can't find it, and they've done all the tests, and they know it's not the big C word, which can cause rapid weight loss, then you always want to think thyroid, some type of metabolism issue. And could it be gut absorption? Yes. But if you're doing plenty of probiotics, fermented foods, and eating the way you eat, I doubt that's an issue. It's not like you're eating fast food burgers and fries every day, and I'm just trying to get you off the big gulps. So it's you're doing well. And it sounds like you have a really good game plan going on. It's just about coming up with, you know, just figuring out exactly what the deal is. And that's kind of the main issue here that I would want to look at. All right. Keep me posted how that goes. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're next with us.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm living well. What's happening?
Hey, my call is, I got really bad digestive issues. I got bad acid reflux. I've had that for about 13 years. Got gastritis. It was mild when I had a colonoscopy done about a year ago. I had a throat scope and a colonoscopy, and it was mild, but it feels like it's a little bit more extreme now. And I have a hiatal hernia as well that flares up when the when the gastritis gets going. It just puts pressure on my chest, and I've been having a lot of problems with digestion, constipation, the whole nine yards.
It's kind of a big mess.
I've told my wife I'm just so miserable. I mean, I feel like death, you know, inside. Not like I'm dying, but, you know, just that feeling that anything I eat just doesn't seem to digest properly. And, you know, I'm taking 40 milligrams of Nexium because it's the only thing I can really think of to do. I've been off and on meds, so for, you know, about 13 years.
Okay.
So, and I just can't seem to figure out what to do. I actually ordered, I just got done ordering your four pack.
The foundational four.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that'll make a big difference.
Yeah, I hope so.
Now, so give me a typical day. What does it look like for you? Have you eliminated a bunch of foods and you're really, made some changes or?
Yeah, I have, but I get really frustrated. I mean, I work long hours. I get frustrated because I can't seem to eat anything without me like feeling my digestion going on, and like gastritis especially feels like it sits there all day, and then it flares up my hernia, which is just it puts pressure on my chest, and it feels like sharp pains are pushing to the left shoulder, and it's annoying. I cut off the coffee, and that was of course giving me problems, and it was one of the hard habits. But I had to kick coffee, of course. And typical day for me, I try to have a bowl of cereal or something. And then, I eat apples and, white peaches, for lunch. And then have a couple of Nutri-Grain bars. I could eat a lot better. That's why I'm hoping your book that I'm going to be reading when it...
Yeah, it will. It'll really guide you down a good path, for sure. Just because it'll lay out some good basic foundations and really take you through the details as well. Yeah, for now, I would wait. If you're getting all that in, you'll want to get started, and that anti-inflammatory diet will be a real big help for you. But I'll tell you, with digestive issues, two things you're going to want to avoid always with what you're kind of mentioning. Number one is you want to cut out the dairy, which my book's going to talk about that anyway. And also the wheat products, the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. If you've got that in your diet now, you probably want to cut those two out completely. And it'll make a big, you'll notice big time the way you feel. Hands down. And, I would look into that first. You can go online, check us out. And also, we have a team of providers that has been growing like crazy across the country called the Wellness Providers Network. And these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. And you might want to get in touch with those folks to take you to the next level with your health and with your life. Good stuff. 80% of the health challenges you face today, guess what? They're diet and lifestyle related. So the good news is if you can lifestyle your way in, and many times you can lifestyle your way out, get well, stay well, and live well. But no one else can make those changes but you. You have to. I can't make them for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, no one can. But if you care enough about your health, you see it as a gift, and you want to go to the next level, then we can help you do that. We'll take you by the hand. We can lead you to the water. We just can't make you drink. So you have to do that. We'll be right back. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You can call right now and go online, getwellradio.com. We'll make it part of the show. How are your sleeping habits? You know, they know that sleeping posture helps your back overall. Now, everyone knows that good posture is important, but it's good for spinal health because let me tell you something, the last thing you want is low back pain or to ever have back surgery. Definitely not something that needs to be in your repertoire. Something that comes down the pipeline for you. That is not something on the bucket list. So here's a couple things that can help. Several, actually. Ask your doctor or physical therapist to recommend the type of mattress that would be best for you. Now, Tempur-Pedic, I am a big fan of that company, and also great products. Now, number two, regardless of your sleeping position, keep your ears, shoulders, and hips aligned. When you sleep all cockeyed, that's a very southern expression, when you sleep all cockeyed, it can cause some major issues. So you want to try to sleep as straight as possible for good long-term posture, because if you stay in a certain position all night, it's just going to wreak havoc. The little disc in between the bones, they can start to deteriorate a certain way, cause disc issues, bulges, can cause a lot of pain eventually, okay? So if you sleep on your back, you should keep your knees bent using a pillow for support under the knees. Sleeping on your stomach can create stress on the back because the spine can be put out of alignment. So placing a small pillow under the stomach or pelvis area can help you keep the spine in better alignment. If you sleep on your stomach, though, you may find that a pillow under your head causes too much strain on the back. You may need to sleep without a pillow under your head if this is the case. Now, number five, if you sleep on your side, place a pillow under your knees. Pull your knees up slightly toward the chest. If you insert pillows into the gaps between your body and the mattress, that can be a good thing as well. And when turning in bed, remember not to twist or bend at the waist, but to move your entire body as one unit. Keep the abdomen pulled in and tightened, and bend your knees toward the chest when you roll. Literally, I've seen so many people hurt their back and create misalignments just by twisting and turning in bed, especially if you're overweight. Because you're carrying all that weight, you've gone from being in a very relaxed position while you're sleeping. You get up, you want to flip over on the mattress, and boom, you tear something, a disc or a bulging disc, and it just can be a big mess. You also want to keep your ears, shoulders, and hips aligned when you're turning along with sleeping. So good sleeping habits will serve you well, especially when it comes to your overall health. Ron, you're next to us on the show. How can I help?
My goddaughter was just tested for TB, and yesterday the test was read as positive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of wondering, I haven't had a chance to look at much of anything yet, and I was wondering what the overall perspectives are on that, what the treatments might be, what kind of things we can do to help her. I know she'd be on antibiotics of some sort. Where do we go from here?
Well, here's the key. Have the doctor started to lay out a course of treatment yet? Or, I mean, where's the, you just got the test back. You all haven't had a follow-up visit, I guess.
Right,
at this point. And how old is she?
16.
Okay. Well, I know you're probably a little scared. And, it, you know, it's not really, it's the unknown, which I think any parent would be. But, you know, it's TB is a bacterial infection, okay? And, yeah, you're right. Antibiotics is pretty typical for that. And it just depends on the doctor. I mean, there's several antibiotics and whatnot that are pretty, you know, standard of care, as we call it. You know, and it just depends, I mean, on what they want to use. I mean, they could use rifampin. I mean, there's several medications that they could use. But at the end of the day, whatever drug they use, typically they're very effective, and I wouldn't be overly worried about it. You know, her immune system, the good thing about kids, you know, teenagers, their immune system is very strong. Whatever medication that they give you, I would encourage you. That's a wise thing to do. A lot of people just don't like medicine. They just kind of got this thing with it. When you got TB, you don't want to mess around. Okay, that's not the time to be out taking natural products. But the big thing I want you to know is, to, you know, as a parent or as someone that, you know, is just, you know, a caretaker, and just you want her to be okay and be healthy, just don't, you know, don't get overly concerned about it. It's definitely treatable. And, you know, there's medications that can really help fight this bacteria. So she's going to be, I mean, I don't want to tell you, I can't predict the future, but I would feel good about what the doctors are doing, I guess, if that helps. Now, the things you can be doing outside of what the medical treatment is going to be is to build her immune system. The way you do that, antioxidants like vitamin C, which is water soluble, the B vitamins can be helpful. You want to look into things like cod liver oil. Some of these basics, these are just good for her overall health. But when you build her overall health, you strengthen every other aspect of her health. And that's what you want to focus on. And bless her heart. I mean, she, you know, she needs that. And you want, even though she's got a strong little immune system, it broke down enough to get TB, but still, they're, you know, kids are pretty resilient at that age. Teens are. So it's about getting her to understand, I think, more than anything, that, hey, the pizza and the fried chicken and those kind of foods probably aren't going to help you out the most in this situation. We need to kind of switch over to these kind of foods and healthy foods, anti-inflammatory foods, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, your lower glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, plenty of the multicolored fruits and vegetables to give her all the nutrients that she needs. And then also our healthy fats. Look into that. I mean, my book talks a lot about that. But make sure you get a good plan going yourself, but also follow what the doctors have laid out for her. Okay? Puts another hour in the charts.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.